Rough day. From my generation, I'll take the fall. The state, and across the nation, and it's a state. The colors, the face, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on, let's get it out. And talent isn't sexually transmitted.
And damn, we finally started this fucking podcast today. This is your WrestleCast episode number 60. And we are here after a long day of me trying to redo files after I decided to delete every podcast I ever recorded fucking ever and ever fucking history ever. And I don't know why I did that. I was drunk talking to Ant one night or something. I don't know what happened. But anyway, either way, we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about the week in wrestling. Katie, the First Lady, is here. What up, Katie?
Hi. Well, that's a good way to get more listeners.
I'm telling you. Yeah, everything's new. Everything's new. You can't complain about it. It's all brand new. It's all going to be new. So, hey, Katie, you were on Old School at the Movies tonight.
Yes, I was, and it was a lot of fun.
And that's on
we tried to talk about Furious 7, but nobody really saw it yet, so we might be next week if hopefully most everybody goes and sees it.
Yeah, I won't be seeing Furious 7 probably till it comes on HBO. Normally when I get up to watch those. I do enjoy the Furious movies, I will say that. I do really enjoy the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they are good. And that's going to be uploaded next week probably, right? About next Tuesday or Monday. Yeah. I think they upload them on Mondays. Heavy, when do they upload Old School the Movies?
Thursday or Friday.
Okay. So maybe Thursday or Friday.
That's what he aims for.
Gotcha.
He once did it, I know, a week late.
Gotcha. Okay. Heavy, how's your week going, man?
Long day.
it's been a long day.
Actually, it has been a long day. Fucking past 2 days, I've ran into traffic in way too many places. Chattanooga fucking sucks. Nashville this morning sucked.
Yep.
Coming up to Indiana to Indianapolis fucking sucked too.
I can imagine. Terrible. All those sucked. Hey, you're finally where you're supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I just delivered a bunch of Propel Fitness water.
That's got to be awesome. All right. Biohazard, how was your week been, man?
All right, for the most part.
Yeah.
Like I said before, just trying to make music like always.
Yeah, how's the band doing? You guys fighting yet?
No, we actually get along better than the last bands I've been in.
The last 80 bands you've been in.
And it's so many, all of them have been in. Mature, or I do stuff that, anyway, moving on.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna talk about wrestling. All right, guys, keep Tosser improved. That's how we start out the show. We walk into What's On, then Biohazard's News Dump, emails, best of the week, and then we are out of here. I'm trying to keep it quick this week. I mean, it's just...
Bye.
It's been fun this week. Katie, keep Tosser improved this week of the overall wrestling stuff.
Okay. My keep was, I like the fact that Neville's second match on the main roster, or third if you count the first NXT thing, was with Seth Rollins, the champion, and it was a decent match.
Oh, that was really good. Yeah, I thought it was a good match.
It was a lot of fun to watch, and the fact that Seth Rollins was the first NXT champion, and I think Neville was the longest reigning champion, sort of mesh the both worlds together now that they're both on the main roster. So it was a fun match, and I enjoyed it.
Did you see the Twitter outcry?
Yeah, some of it.
All the bitching and moaning about they were, you didn't see it?
No.
They were bitching and moaning about how Neville was getting buried on TV because he lost.
Second match. Calm your nerves.
Exactly. Calm the fuck down, people.
Hold on. He fought the world champion in his second match.
Exactly.
If he would have won, that would have been burying Seth Rollins.
Exactly. Thank you. I mean, it's blatantly ridiculous how these internet fans are just freaking out over nothing. They just want to be able to voice their bullshit on the internet, and they have nothing to support any of it. How much more of a push do you need than putting on a 15-minute match on the prime spot of Raw, going against the champion, and having a great match?
You know what's really ridiculous?
What?
They didn't have him stand there with his hands on his hips going, da, 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 da.
I know, right? I thoroughly enjoyed the match. I like Raw in general. I thought Raw was good, but we'll get to that in a minute. Biohazard, keep Tosser improving. Oh, I'm sorry. Katie.
Skipped Katie's second.
I'm still thinking about all my files I lost. Katie, Tosser improve.
I guess my improve would be the Divas tag match. I thought it was really sloppy.
How so?
Ugh.
I guess Naomi, I think she lost her balance a little bit. Unlike what happened last week, she was on fire, and she still is kind of. The match could have been a little better, I thought.
I thought it was pretty decent. You know, I didn't think it was...
Yeah, things could only get better from here, as we'll talk about later, about the Divas, but I just thought the match should have been a little bit better.
Okay, all right, fair enough, fair enough.
I think it wasn't just Naomi. It was all four of them that there was a little mistakes here and there, because Nikki even said something about it on Instagram, I think.
She said something about mistakes?
She said it. She felt the match was bad too, and that it won't happen again.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, there'll be a battle royal next week, so I mean, we'll see what happens from there.
Ugh. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I think all signs point to Naomi winning. I mean, she's been pushing this contender level, but we'll
I mean, that's why she stepped out of Total Divas and went to, and she wanted to dedicate more time to training than to Total Divas.
Sense.
That's why she stepped out of Total Divas.
Let's bring up the Doctor of Hugonomics.
Hugonomics. That's funny. Biohazard, keep toss or improve.
Can we go ahead and toss Byron Saxton as a commentator?
You know,
last week I was like, yay, Michael Cole's taking a week off. And then I found his replacement. However long. It's just, then they put Byron Saxton in there, and he's so monotone. Like, if he just fluctuated the way he speaks, it'd be fine. But he's so monotone and boring.
This week it was Byron...
Booker
JBL. That's what I thought. Okay.
They didn't argue much with each other, which I was like, oh, okay, that's good. A positive thing. But,
I thought he did pretty good. I thought he did pretty good playing a straight man. I really don't like him playing the colored guy. I really don't. Ooh, that's probably bad.
He doesn't really have a choice in that matter.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I was about to say that's pretty racist right there.
Yeah, that was pretty racist.
I got a problem with Darren Young playing the straight man too, but hey.
I don't. Ooh, wow, that came out really wrong. I'm fucked up now. I don't think he plays a very good
bad guy.
Yes, I don't. It doesn't come across genuine to me. It comes across very put on.
Fake.
Yeah, very fake. Very, very fake.
Kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
JBL is totally believable.
Yeah, because you know JBL is an asshole, and I think Booker adds that flair. That little bit.
Shucky ducky quack quack.
I like the shucky ducky quack quack. I think Booker adds the expertise to the group. So I don't. I really enjoyed the commentary this week. I really did. I don't really have many. I don't have much to complain about. Much.
It was worse last week as opposed to this.
It was, but it was supposed to be bad last week.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to fucking what happened on TNA last week.
I didn't even. What happened on TNA?
Taz and Josh Matthews, they got in an argument, and during the knockouts match. They were just arguing about Kurt Angle or something like that, and it was funny because I went on Twitter and I was like, "Can you actually call the fucking knockouts match instead of arguing about Kurt Angle?"
But
like,
say,
it'd be one thing if you were arguing about the people in the match itself, but you're arguing about fucking Kurt Angle.
You know, you're tweeting to something that has been recorded and not happening at the time it was live.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's funny is I made that comment, and then right after Impact Wrestling post, would you rather them settle it in the ring?
Yes, please.
I was like, that would be more entertaining than this bullshit. Yeah, and then Taz and Josh Matthews jumped on it saying that I hate when people shit on people arguing on commentary. This is ridiculous. And I hate when companies do the same thing. I was laughing so hard.
All right, what's your improve or keep?
My I went with keep for Lucha Underground.
Okay.
Since DRG's not here, I'm not going to go into the match. It's going to go back with the commentary thing. Matt Stryker and Vampiro actually call the match down the middle. Matt Stryker gives you the history of the people involved, the history of what championships they've earned in other promotions, like Johnny Mundo. He went into the, you know, who was John Morrison. They went into Intercontinental Championships and worked for WWE and stuff like that. And while Vampiro does play the bad guy a little bit, they don't bicker as much as you see on WWE television lately anyway.
You've been on this commentary thing for a while. Why don't you start watching it with muted? I think you'd enjoy all the product a little bit more.
Yeah.
No, because Lucha Underground's commentary was great. When New Japan did Wrestle Kingdom, it was good. I put it this way. I started watching New Japan's. They just did a pay-per-view recently, and the Japanese commentary sounds way better than American commentary. And I can't understand a fucking thing they're saying.
Fair enough. All right.
All I hear is, whoa! And I'm like, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Moving on from there. All right. Heavy set. Heavy set. Keep toss or improve after we've said two racist things tonight already. And we're not even through the first half an hour of the show.
God, you're just looking at me like I'm some kind of porch monkey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Number three?
Yeah, it's three.
Oh, no. My keep. Oh, I just had it. Fuck it. Oh, this trend of John Cena open challenges. I love it.
Me too.
I do too. It's good.
Agreed.
Well, I think what we're seeing right now with the mid-card titles is Daniel Bryan, John Cena, these main eventers of WrestleMania are now trying to elevate the titles more. And you couldn't do it with Curtis Axel as champion as much as fun as he can be. You need these guys to help validate it a little bit more. They haven't had that much time to on their way up. They didn't like get to elevate it now. So I'm for this.
I agree. I 100%. I was thinking about last night watching Raw, and I was just like, wow, I'm really looking forward to seeing who's. Last week it was Dean Ambrose. This week it was Stardust. And granted, they didn't have the greatest match. It was an interesting match, but it was pretty sloppy at some points. It was just very. They didn't seem like they were on the same page at some points. And I don't know why.
It gave other people opportunities. Like, you would get to see him in matches with people you don't normally would have a match with John Cena.
Exactly. Which I'm looking forward to the more and more, seeing it more and more every single week. And I'm assuming Rusev was off this week. You know, everyone's taking their week off. So that's why
there was a lot of
European tour.
Oh yeah,
there was a lot of people not there. You know, it had to be because of the tour.
I forgot about that. Yeah, because Paige just left today. I think Paige left today.
Mm-hmm.
Now Cena's not going on the European tour.
No, it's they need people to do Raw and whatever, and then next week it's going to be, which, got to remember this, Raw is going to be in London.
Wow. Where, at the O2?
I don't know, but I'm saying Divas Battle Royal in London.
How's that going to work?
London.
What? Why do you keep
shit all over this match?
Why do you keep saying, oh, you think they're going to shit on it heavy?
No.
Oh, why do you keep saying London like that?
Might be Paige.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I was just like, what are you talking about? Oh, Paige is going to win?
Let me speak slow.
Thank you.
Divas Battle Royal.
Now, the Battle Royal is for the number one contendership?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Oh, drives me crazy, man.
Okay,
I don't like it. It's Naomi's turn.
I don't care.
No, I do care. I do care. But
I don't care.
It's Naomi's turn.
It's my opinion.
She's earned it.
I know.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
All right. Fair enough. I'm gonna have to agree with Heavyset on this one. It's London. What's your toss or improve, Heavy?
My improve is going to be the primetime players vignette. I want to see more.
Yeah, me too.
That's the improve.
That's the improve.
More. That was so
good.
They were funny.
Oh, with the
I would like to see them feud with every tag team and mock them one way or another.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And then
let's get Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy to do it too.
Can you stop mentioning NXT people? Fucking hipster.
He is a hipster.
I will say this, Bailey has grown on me, but when people like just repeatedly talk about her, I go, I want to fucking hate her.
Yeah, but you can't. She's so cute.
No, I can.
Oh yeah, you definitely
can. And I will.
there was a tweet that I put out last night that said, what happened to Roman's I can and I will shirt. I tried and I failed.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I like that shirt. Yes, somebody make that shirt for me. I really enjoyed it. I laughed really hard, especially, I mean, they're wannabe LODs, exactly what everyone was saying. They said exactly what we were thinking. And that's what makes it great. That's what they should be doing more often in the writing and stuff. Saying, you know, call Roman Reigns the rookie he is because he is a rookie. Granted, you know, he's vastly improved. And I think he did a fantastic job at WrestleMania. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not dogging Roman Reigns. But yeah, I agree, Heavy. I agree. Give us more primetime players doing comedy bits about the other tag teams, have a rivalry going with everybody and just make fun of them. More. Give me more. I still do, and I tweeted this out last night, I still do have this underlying thing that I want Darren Young to just pop off on Titus O'Neil. I just want him to turn bad so I don't know why.
No.
You don't?
Not now.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that.
This tag team got broken up way too early, in my opinion, because they wanted to do a breakup storyline. Mm-hmm. They wanted to build Titus O'Neil up, and then afterwards, they didn't do shit with him.
Yeah.
Now we got these guys back together. I want to see a good year of these two, and I want to see them be tag team champions. They're one of a handful of tag teams out there that, like I said, they got robbed, as in, okay, we're going to have this team together, we're going to have you root for them, and we're not going to give them the tag titles.
Should they change the millions of dollars thing?
No.
Well, it is a down economy, so hundreds of dollars.
All right. Okay. All right. My keep this week. I enjoyed the matches on Raw. I really did. It was all about the wrestling on Raw. We had a little bit of character development, a little bit of storyline, but it was really all about the matches on Raw. I think all of them were really decent matches. There were some good ones. There were some bad ones. There were some botches or whatever you want to call it, errors, mistakes, whatever. But I think overall, the whole focal point on Raw was the wrestling this week. It had really very little to do with anything else. It was all about the wrestling, and I enjoyed the Divas match. I enjoyed. Granted, we've already talked about it. It wasn't the most perfect match in the world, but I still enjoyed it. The Neville Seth Rollins, I absolutely loved. It was a great match, although I don't think the Dabonets did play on Seth, which it should have. He's the champion, obviously should have. Neville stood up for himself. I'm trying to
New Day versus Lucha Dragons.
Yes, thank you. The New Day versus Lucha Dragons. Kalisto.
And they're going to be turning heel soon, I love.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's actually probably my best of the week. So New Day versus Lucha Dragons. Even the match between Randy Orton and it was Randy Orton and Big Show, right?
It was Kane.
Kane and Randy Orton. Yeah. I always mix those two up.
Big Show, Roman Reigns. Yes. And then there was Ryback, Luke Harper, yes. And then they did the triple threat.
Yes, yes. Now, the triple threat, it was fun. It was fun, but I mean, we all knew who was going to win. It was going to be Randy the whole time.
Yeah, the best part of that was Randy Orton getting curb stomped at the end.
Yes, I will agree with that. I'll go with that.
Did you notice on Seth Rollins' WWE Championship, they finally put his logo on?
Yes, I did notice that.
At the end, yeah. They didn't have him at the beginning.
Yeah, I was about to say, they did it mid-show.
Oh, did they? They did it mid-show?
Yeah.
I thought they did it when he was fighting Neville for some reason. I thought I saw them with it on the Neville, but I could be wrong.
I noticed at the end.
Yeah, I guess they finally got the got them in or something. Got him shipped
in. It could also be the fact of
they didn't.
Far as what I've been told is they sometimes have two versions of the belt around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because back when Wade Barrett was Intercontinental Champion, somebody I seen called him out on Twitter for the belt looking different, and he actually explained like there's always one at Gorilla, and then there's like another one.
Gotcha.
I saw
on YouTube where they changed the plates out right after WrestleMania to the WWE, just the regular WWE logos. So I think there may not be two of them around, but I think they may have had to get them designed and plated because there may have been a good possibility where they were rolling into WrestleMania and only Vince knew who was going to be the champion at the end of WrestleMania.
No, it sounds like that was a last-minute decision.
Yeah, it was changed apparently during the Ronda Rousey Rock segment.
See? That's what I'm saying. So they may have had plates for Roman Reigns or, you know, they may just have kept the belt and they decided to go with Seth Rollins instead. And that's
Wouldn't
why
it be hilarious
didn't have
if they had plates for everybody, like even Curtis Axel, like just in case.
No, I think that proves it right there, Katie. Having to get those plates made and sent in, and only having the belt changed after 2 weeks, you have to get those things made, and you know they're expensive too. You know, So my improve would be the New Day heel turn. I just want it to be a little bit faster, but I still want them to keep their sense of we're still happy and we're still clappy.
Positive.
Yes, yes. I still want them to be positive, but I want them to be evil positive. Is that?
Snap.
It's starting to. It's starting to. Like in that promo, clap or snap, you know?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like the whole thing. I like the fact that New Day, they're still doing the New Day chant. I don't know. I dig it. I hope we can finally see a good evil Kofi Kingston. We can finally see a good, yeah. Well, we did see an evil Big E when he first started in Raw, so that's
Kofi
no big deal. But
the most,
Kofi hit that kick in mid-match, and that was the start of the heel thing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, physically,
I still, and that was, that's probably even better improved. They New Day should have went over on the Lucha Dragons. Sorry. It should have. That's you know, that's what I think. Anyway, moving on. What's let's go on to what's on, guys. Again, I lost all my stuff this week, so I don't have a what's on.
My shit, dog.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Katie. What's on? What are you watching? What are you watching on? Well, what are you wrestling outside? Doesn't matter. It's all good.
Well, did anybody watch the Jericho podcast with Cena?
I did.
Yep.
What'd we all think? I thought it was okay. I mean, he asked good questions, but I like Austin better as an interview. He asked all the tough questions.
Go ahead, Bo.
Oh, I really enjoyed it as well, and I like Jericho's way of the way he does his podcast. I actually listen to both his shows during the week, but I also listen to Austin's podcast during the week. Mm. Austin is more hard hitting, but Jericho is more relaxed, and it's like them bullshitting.
I agree.
More than anything.
I agree.
And I like that because they did touch on some subjects that I thoroughly enjoyed, and I'm glad that they were asked.
I don't think Jericho missed a single question that I was thinking. I don't think that he was easy on him at all. I think he had huge shoes to fill in from Stone Cold. And I do like the way, I think Stone Cold is a little bit more abrupt and in your face, and Jericho's a little bit more relaxing.
Casual.
Yeah, I wasn't waiting and expecting to hear something crazy from a Jericho podcast, but I really did enjoy the conversation. I thought the conversation was interesting and coherent and friends talking rather than I want to catch you or I want you to say something crazy or, you know, he asked every question and I can think of that anybody was complaining about, you know, why does he have the new, why is he trying to, are they trying to make the U.S. championship belt better? Yes. Mm-hmm. What's the relationship? I thought the most interesting question was the relationship with McMahon and him. McMahon and John Cena. I thought that was really cool. The fact that he just put it on the line. He's like, look, this is what I want. I am a WWE guy. Done. Hands down, I'm trying to grow this company in other areas that it's not supposed to be. And if that means I'm not the champion, then that means I'm not the champion. But I'm here for the long haul. I'm not here to just be a champion and just be in the ring.
I like when he said that he wasn't a pro wrestler or a pro wrestling fan. He was a WWE fan.
Yes. Yes.
So that touched on how you view him.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that they talked about the heel turn. They talked about, are you going to turn heel? Yeah. When I was going to turn heel, he said he went out, got new tights, got new music, got new everything. And they tried it and they saw if it worked or not at the time. And they just decided it was not. But I also like the fact that he addressed all the kids that I need someone to come in and replace me. Someone has to come in and be that role model for those kids, for those WWE fans.
That's when he could be finished being done.
I don't know if that's the case, Katie, but he just wants that to happen. And I think there's a good possibility with that with Daniel Bryan.
That would go with him for sure.
Yeah. I'm sure Daniel Bryan, you know, John Cena is still John Cena. Like I told you guys before, when you watch Top Gear and you see them and I don't even know where they were. I always forget. Like New Uzbekistan or somewhere crazy, somewhere just crazy in the middle of Western Europe. They don't even look like they have electricity, let alone thing. And the kid walks up and writes John Cena in the dirt on one of their cars. You can't beat that. There's a reason why he's still who he is. And it may not be for us. And obviously it's not for us. Go ahead, Evie.
I think over the past couple of years, John Cena has really built a case for being one of the superstars I would really love to meet and talk with. He's won me over. And
you think you think he's not gonna be boring?
There is a respectful part of John Cena that I love, and I think if you tried to have a conversation with him as an intelligent adult, he would give you the same respect back.
I agree. I agree, Heavy. I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely, I was thinking about that too when I was listening to the thing. I was like, what would it be like to meet him? Would it be like the fake?
I've met him, and he was cool.
He was cool. He was,
yeah, he shook his hand and everything. He was nice.
He was like a person.
Yeah.
It's it's weird doing those meet and greets anyway, Katie, to me.
He's a person.
It's weird. Look, man, I've been
he's a real boy.
He's a real boy. I've been to those Dragon Con meet and greets, and some of those guys, some of those actors and stuff, they're not real. They're just like the biggest phonies and fakes in the world. They think they're,
it's like wrestling is just not wrestling.
Bio, what's on, man? What Katie, is that it?
I want to mention one more thing. Mm-hmm. Austin wanted to address the rumors about there's heat between him and Vince.
Yeah, I listened to that.
Because he wasn't at WrestleMania.
I listened to that today when I was shopping.
I think the majority was he had to do his reality show and he couldn't be at WrestleMania. So correct. He said there's no heat between them. They couldn't come just like some sort of scheduling agreement.
But I thought it was the reason he couldn't, it was tough enough. He can't do tough enough is
correct.
Because
tough
he has his
too,
but there was no actual phone call for him to be at WrestleMania.
No, that's correct. There's no phone call for him to be at, that's what he said. There's no phone call for him to be at WrestleMania. And tough enough, he's filming another reality show instead of tough enough because he was already obligated to do the reality show. Is it Broken Skull?
Yeah, it's the Broken Skull Challenge.
And the reason why that he... What was the other thing he said? He said...
Was asking too many hard-hitting questions during the
Triple
H podcast.
Yeah, no. That's it. The podcast. The reason why he's not doing the podcast anymore in Jericho is because they couldn't reach an agreement, which means Stone Cold wanted more money. No, that's probably it.
Money's not a bad thing, but in that case, it didn't work.
It also could
be a thing of, it doesn't sound like this podcast is going to be on Jericho's feed because he plugged other episodes.
Yep.
This is
going to be on Wednesday.
Oh, you think?
Because he was kind of like, this is. I think that there might be a thing where WWE wants to try to keep it exclusive to him, but
to
with
the
Austin,
network.
He was probably like, I got a thing I'm building too. I'm too, son.
Yeah.
So I want to. We're going to do this and throw it on my podcast feed too.
Katie
and Jericho's doing it monthly as well. So
yeah. Well, yeah. They were trying to reach a deal. I think I would agree with Stone Cold if I am. If you're bringing me in to do it and I'm doing it, I want to be able to broadcast on my podcast. Absolutely, I do. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of hits that people don't have the network. They can listen to it on the Stone Cold podcast. Yeah, absolutely. I've re-listened to them at work while I was working just because I could.
Yeah.
Katie, you good? Anything else?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Bio, what you watching? What's on?
What's on? I watched this week. I watched Lucha Underground, TNA on Friday. I've been watching some New Japan stuff here and there, like I touched on earlier. Mainly just the Bullet Club matches because there's a lot of people I just don't give a crap about half the people that are on that roster. But the Bullet Club stuff allows me to watch other guys that maybe if I like them in the ring, I can watch them later on. But just I'm not interested. The Bullet Club stories are pretty interesting, even though they're losing every match on this last New Japan pay-per-view.
Oh, poor Bullet Club.
Although Maria was on this last New Japan pay-per-view, Maria Kanellis, she is looking good.
Is she?
She's looking... I still paint her in the light of the dumb character she played.
Well, it's yeah.
That's just the last time I saw her, but she's looking better than she did in WWE.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the road, man. The road's hard to eat good and work out all the time. It's hard, man. What else, pal? What else you see?
Thing I'm watching lately is just concert videos from the 90s.
What? Why?
Because if you look at bands nowadays, there's not a whole lot of stage presence going on.
Yeah? Well, don't say that to Kiss or...
Well, they're an 70s, 80s band.
That's
so
true.
They know. They know what to do. Well, what I was getting at is they know what to do because they've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of newer bands don't really have that stage presence thing going on.
Okay.
Fuck Kiss. Watch Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Even,
but again, that's an 80s band.
So
I think he's 90s. That's before 80s.
Oh, he's dude.
Cooper's like
60s, 70s.
You know when the last time I listened to Alice Cooper was?
Today?
No.
You should listen to Alice Cooper.
No, I watched System of a Down stuff and Rage Against the Machine stuff.
Okay, there you go.
Like just their live videos where there's like 15,000-20,000 people.
Watch Tom Morello fucking use a dildo on a guitar is fantastic. Love that shit. Oh my god, he's a great guitarist.
I'm expecting Heavy to say something about the drug thing that I mentioned a long time ago.
No, there's that fact, Bob. When you mention those two bands, those are two bands that are on my top list of bands I want to see live.
I've seen Rage Against the Machine live. It's fantastic.
But they're also the two bands that they really want to come out with another album, and they won't fucking do it.
No.
Fuck them. They piss me off.
System of a Down, there was an article that went out that said they're working on stuff right now.
No. They're working on touring. Maybe an album's going to come later. They don't know yet. They want to concentrate on touring.
That's all up to Surge, though, more than anything.
I just have to recommend, you can watch System of a Down, but just don't put your political views out there for 20 minutes before the concert starts, before you start playing your guitar, you start singing, because that's really fucking annoying, and nobody went there for that. They came to hear you sing. That's what I'm saying.
Or before your podcast. What? Who said that?
I don't know. Who said that? I have a separate podcast for that now. Thank you.
I'm fucking with you. Actually, another great stage band. Well, if that's a band, it's a person. I've always enjoyed him as an artist, and I'm very biased to him, and that's Maynard James Keenan.
Yes! Fuck yes.
He was born in Ravenna, Ohio.
Yeah.
Who else was born in Ravenna, Ohio? This guy.
He's also an atheist. Yeah.
I don't care people's fucking religion.
Yeah. Yes, I like Lewis
Black, and he's agnostic. I don't care.
Love Maynard, man. Maynard's a great. Yeah, Earshot's one of my favorite bands.
Yeah,
Earshot, Tool.
I'm
yes,
trying to
absolutely.
Get my Herbert band Circle, to Pooster. Start yeah, watching just some of these videos, because I've been in bands where they just stand around all the time, and it just gets so fucking
that's boring.
Boring,
dude.
Y'all gotta.
Oh, so they're like Slayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't fuck. I seen them live, and literally, I wanted to shoot myself.
The last show that my former band played in, our bassist sat against the wall the entire time.
Yep, time to go.
Our front man just stood there, and I'm like, dude, y'all gotta fucking move. You cannot have the drummer who's in the back of everyone be the star of the show.
All right, what else you watching?
That's pretty much it.
That's it. Okay, heavy set. What's on?
Another week I only got to watch Raw. Obviously, I am finally out of the hotel room. Which
sweet.
Side note, I'm gonna tell everybody this story. I got a phone call from my company on, I think it was Wednesday, telling me, hey, we don't know when your truck's going to be ready. The shop's not giving us a great ETA, so what we're going to do is we're going to have a driver come by, a fellow PTL truck driver. We're going to pick you up. Well, he's going to pick you up and bring you to our main terminal, and then we're going to get you another truck. I'm like, great. Gets me back out there making money. Hell yeah, let's do this. Picks me up, get the whole ordeal. It's about a 3-4 hour drive. I get to my main terminal, go into the truck assignment area, and my phone rings. It's the company. They're like, yeah, your truck just went back into service 2 hours ago. We're going to send you back to St. Louis tomorrow to go pick it up.
What?
So also, a little thing I forgot to mention is I had to, after I got picked up, I had to take everything out of my old truck, pack it up like I was, you know, moving. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to send you back tomorrow to pick up the truck. So I had to take everything out and put it back in within one day.
Oh, my God.
Fucking sucked.
You got to be kidding me, dude.
Yeah, the only thing I really got to watch was Raw. I had a little bit of time over the weekend. I was actually in Georgia delivering in Atlanta, but
that's fun. Let me tell you.
I've been catching up on Mad Men. Not really catching up. You know, I'm just
re-watching
passing through. I'm on season. I can't remember. I'm either on 5 or 6. The season they're on right now that just came back is middle. They're in the middle of season 7. So. It's fun to reminisce shit like this. Only other thing I've been doing, I don't remember if I mentioned it last week. If I didn't, my bad, but I've been playing more of Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
No, you did not mention that last week. Well, actually, we didn't do a What's On last week because of WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I started playing it when I was in the hotel room. I have an emulator of that I can play all these different systems, and Super Nintendo is the one that I grew up on.
Yeah, yeah.
And Legend of Zelda is probably the game that I've beat the most of my lifetime, but I still enjoy it. I don't get that out of many games. And the last place that I left it off at, I'm at one of the final castles, or one or final dungeons, I should say, in the Dark World. I mean, I just enjoy the fuck out of that game.
It's a good game. It's a really good game. Yeah, it's a very good game. I'm really excited if they ever bring it to like the VR world where you can actually get down and inside the game. You're gonna freak your mind out, dude.
A game I want to play is, because I've actually contemplated on getting a handheld system. So whenever I'm on the road, I can actually put that in, because I've been playing a lot of games on either my phone or the emulators.
Yeah.
A lot of the ones I've had on the emulators, it's just I'll play for a little bit and I'm like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, they're not. But it's not as good as having an actual console dedicated to it.
The one I'm contemplating on getting is a 3DS.
A 3DS.
I used to have a DS, and the new Super Mario World, when it first came out, I played it. I fucking loved it. Beat the shit out of it. And then that's kind of roughly where the last I left it. But I want to play the 3DS version of Link to the Past. They changed the graphics and they made a new story out of it. It's not just Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. It's Legend of Zelda Link Between Two Worlds. So it's like a sequel to that game.
It's so good, Heavy. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I checked comparisons because I was like, I want to see like a graphic comparison. And I want to see like, all right, this is what it looked like in this particular screen looked like in the Super Nintendo version or the Game Boy Advance version, which was the same thing. And this is what this new game looks like.
It's really good. It's really good. It's, and the new 3DS is amazing.
If you get the new one, it has amiibo connectivity to it.
Yep. So you can buy a Link to the Past amiibo and connect it onto it.
What's that?
Yeah, okay. We'll explain that later. Nope. This is WrestleCast, not GeekCast, okay?
I'm trying to figure out what I think it is.
Okay. It's a little figure and then you can store data on it and stuff and
Like
Skylanders.
Skylanders, thank you. Yeah. If you had just said Skylanders, I'd have been like, got
okay,
it.
All right, Skylanders.
That's what I thought it was.
I've been watching a bunch of stuff, actually, lately. I watched Going Clear on HBO, in case you guys haven't seen that yet. It's the Mormon. No, not the fucking Mormon. Scientology documentary, which I thought was...
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought it was super cool, actually. Very interesting. Of course, I do like that stuff. I watched...
Was it a complete shit on Scientology, or was it just kind of like, this is kind of like what it really like? There wasn't... taking any stance on it. It was just kind of like, this is what it is.
There was a book that it was based on, kind of. So it was a book, and then they did a bunch of interviews based on that book. So there's a book called, I don't remember what they call it, what the name of it is, but and then they, based on that book and all the information they had in that book, they moved on and they started doing interviews, and a ton of information came out. They had 165 lawyers watch this documentary to make sure that everything in it was on the up and up and that the Scientologists could not sue them because they're notoriously for litigation.
South Park.
Yeah, exactly. South Park. Exactly. Yeah, actually, it was the same lawyers that looked over the South Park episode.
This is what Scientology actually believes.
Yep, exactly. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. It will teach you a lot about where Scientology came from, where it was, and then where it is now. And it's a lot of it's pretty fucked up. I'll be 100% honest with you. It's pretty fucked up. Watched NXT last week. Very good. The three falls between Tyler Breeze and Hideo Itami wasn't that good. I didn't like it. It kind of bored me. But the other matches I really enjoyed.
See, I thought the whole show was kind of snoozeworthy.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Emma. Emma's changing on there. So she's kind of turning different. She's kind of not doing her old goofy self anymore. Bailey's, you can tell Bailey looks like she's changing a little too. There's a lot of stuff going on at NXT, right? I'm really digging NXT right now. It's not necessarily the 100% awesome in-ring. Sami Zayn came back last week too. I forgot about that. It's not 100% in-ring content, but it's also character development and seeing where these people are going. I'm really looking forward to it. What else did I watch? I haven't watched Fast 7 yet. I'm looking forward to that. I think that's about it, pretty much. Yeah, that's about it. I still can't recommend Good Mythical Morning enough on YouTube, guys. If you guys want to watch them, they're really good. They're like 15-minute videos every day. They go over completely random things that you'll never think about. And today was the most dangerous theme park in the world. Had like 9 deaths or something at one point. It was called Action Park. It was very, very interesting, actually. All right, guys, let's go over to Biohazard's news dump. And I know you got a lot of news this week, Biohazard, because a lot of shit's going down on the fucking Twitter and Facebook and just craziness this week, man. Got an announcement from one diva, and then somebody's trying to assault. So let's go over to Biohazard's news dump. Biohazard's news dump. That's all I got. What do you got?
Like Walter Cronkite.
are you Cesaro now?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
What's going on in the news, Bio?
Well, we'll leave the announcement for last. So apparently, John Cena is wanting and has commissioned for a new version of the United States Championship.
A new version of it.
Yes.
How long has that one been the same one?
Forever.
Since it was
introduced, except for the time John Cena was champion.
Yeah,
because it was a spinner.
As long as it doesn't spin, I'm fine with it.
I know that.
I'm pretty sure the spinner phase is over.
Yeah, me too.
It was all a part of the gimmick.
Yeah. I think we could use a new one. I'm surprised Rusev didn't go with the Russian one, to be honest with you. But I guess he didn't have the pull to do it.
The European title that was actually created.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, either the European title version or make the Russian title version.
I agree. Make the Russian title versions.
Well, they remade the European title with the new logo, and then they never used it.
Was that real, or was that somebody that's really good at Photoshop?
I know Lana posted it and then had to delete it really quickly.
Yeah.
Nah, that could be a good sign.
Yeah, which means it was a...
It was planned for him to keep the title long and then change it, but then it got scrapped.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, yeah, which means they built it to look at it to see what it would really look like, and then they just scrapped it. They're just like, yeah, we're not going to do that. And that's what happens with a lot of stuff. What else, Bio? What's going on?
Global Force Wrestling announced a partnership with Bandit Lights, which is one of the top concert lighting companies for their live events.
So they're not going to suffer the same problems as ROH and TNA. I got it.
Yep. Chirp, chirp. Okay, Vamp doesn't care. Next.
He said be right back, so.
Well, to hell with him. Jerry Springer's Too Hot for TV is set to premiere April 27th, right after the Raw after Extreme Rules.
Whoopee. I mean, we'll probably watch it and just see how it is, but
Too Hot for TV.
I kind of enjoy this runoff onto the WWE Network from Raw. I don't get to watch it like all the time, but this is one that's like, we're going to have to definitely check out. But is it a full episode, or is it going to be like a teaser how the Monday Night War ones was? A full episode? Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to premiere that day.
And April is free for new subscribers, by the way, for the network.
Yeah, evidently, what was it? Yeah. October? No, it was August. No, yeah, it was October. October went really well for them, or December. December went really well for them. They picked up like 400,000 subscribers.
November was a free month, and February was a free month, and now it's April.
November, that's what I meant, November. Yeah. Sorry, all those months are usually a blur for me, Katie.
That is true. Tough Enough is set to start airing Tuesday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. on the USA Network.
I mean, they haven't announced who's going to be on, so...
Yeah,
I mean,
who's hosting?
They have not announced that yet.
And these people are going to NXT?
Yep, it's going to be at the Performance Center.
And it's a... Cool.
They announced that it's going to be interactive.
Yeah.
Really? So we're going to get the vote?
Fan interaction is all it said.
Which reminds me of a tweet that I read last night, and I retweeted it, mm-hmm. and it said, like, for those bitching about Roman Reigns, just realize that this was supposed to be the future of WWE, uh-huh. and it's a picture of the dude that won Tough Enough.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, that's what that's the other thing I wanted to say. What's on? I'm watching that season of What's On right now. I'm watching that season of Tough Enough right now. It's one of my favorite seasons. I can't tell you how much I enjoy listening to Stone Cold.
Season one or two?
No, three. Season five. They put the Stone Cold season on there.
The Stone Cold season.
They're putting it an episode by week.
How many episodes deep are you on it?
I've seen them all before, but I'm only two episodes in because that's all I posted on the network.
You know the guy on there, Matt Cappuccioni?
That was the guy from Jersey?
No, he's from Cleveland.
That was Matt Cross, right?
Yeah, well, yes. That, and he's also in Lucha Underground. That's Son of Havoc.
Oh, he's the Son of Havoc guy. I was wondering what happened to him. Yeah. Out of all those people, freaking Ariana.
Cameron.
Yeah, freaking Ariana Cameron, who got eliminated the first week, is the one that's in the WWE right now.
Alicia Fox and Melina, her favorite match.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was one of my favorite fucking promos ever by Stone Cold. What? Melina.
If you get a chance, go to Colt Cabana's Vine. He did like a lip sync of that part.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite. All those that he, that at the end, because if you guys haven't watched it yet, go back and watch it. It's Tough Enough Season 5 on the WWE Network. It's Stone Cold is the host of it. It's his first actually hosting gig he got. And at the end of the episode, he brings three of their bottom people into the ring. And he basically talks complete shit to them for like 5 minutes. All of them. He just takes turn going down the ring of all of them. Just talks all kinds of fucking shit. And it is some of the greatest promos you will ever see from Stone Cold ever berating great. These people. It's fantastic. Which is why I was pretty sad that he's not doing it this year. I was pretty sad about that.
And Bill DeMott not going to be on it.
Yeah, Bill DeMott. So I mean, who replaced Bill?
Jason Albert.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure it's going to be him or Corey Graves, or it'll be a bunch of. You think it'll be a bunch of NXT people, or it's going to be Booker T again? And what do you guys think?
They should get The Rock to do it.
If they have any women in it, I'd better see Sarah Del Rey.
Okay,
that would be cool.
All right. What else, Bio? What you got?
Next, SmackDown is set to move to the USA Network in early 2016.
Yeah, I saw that.
I did not see that.
Oh, something heavy didn't see this time.
Yeah, it was released. What was it on? I think it was on Twitter.
It was a part of the Tough Enough thing. When they announced Tough Enough is when I saw it.
Yeah, it may have been. Oh, no, I saw it. You know what I saw it on? I saw it on Facebook because I follow WWE on Facebook.
Oh.
That's why I saw it. I thought that it was. I was like, okay, well, I guess USA is just going to become the wrestling channel on TV now. Because yeah. I mean, they're going to own. I mean,
it's still NBC Universal too. It's not like they're really going anywhere. So it's whatever. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. Maybe Sci-Fi didn't like them on there anymore or something. I don't know.
I think USA would. It might sound weird to say USA gets more exposure, but I think people watch more stuff on USA than they would Sci-Fi.
USA does get more exposure.
They have a lot of shows, I think.
I'm going to ignore that.
USA has a good record.
Yeah.
They've been around for fucking ever.
Yeah. But as long as TNA has been. TNT.
No, TNA wishes they were been around as long as USA Network.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
What else you got, Bio?
WWE has applied for the trademark on Suplex City and Baylor Club.
Baylor? What's Baylor Club? Is that an NXT thing? What the?
He's the original. Finn Baylor. He's the original founding member of the Bullet Club.
Yeah, so they're calling it Baylor Club?
They applied for the trademark. I'm sure he's going to have a shirt with Baylor Club on it.
Now, was it Suplex City Bitch or Suplex City?
Just Suplex City.
They're not going to put Bitch on a shirt.
No, but they can still.
Pro Wrestling Tees did a Suplex City Bitch t-shirt.
I know they did.
I would rather
get
those.
God.
I kind of want one.
Who doesn't?
Go ahead, Bio. What's next?
All right. This one's kind of depressing. Scott Steiner is being investigated for a felony terrorist threat against Hulk Hogan. The story says that Steiner walked up to Hulk Hogan. Hogan's wife Jennifer in an airport and grabbed her and told her, once Terry arrives, I'm gonna kill him.
Jesus.
And
he's so
She didn't recognize him. So the first thing she did was call Hulk Hogan and told him about it. So Hulk took the next flight out to, I think it was San Jose, and they filed a police report right then and there on him. And once TMZ caught up with Scott Steiner saying that Hogan has filed a police report against the issue, Steiner went on to say, that's typical Hogan. He's just a punk.
You're going to threaten me through my wife at an airport like a fucking idiot. And you want me not to put a report? I would report your ass so fucking fast your head would spin. Plus, that guy is fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's always been a nutcase.
There is surveillance footage that he did confront Hulk Hogan's wife.
Jesus.
So he did it. He definitely did it.
There's no backing out of this now.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Steiner.
One half genetic, one half freak, one half dumbass.
Definitely.
Anyway.
Go ahead. What's next?
Last but not least, AJ Lee has officially retired from the WWE in-ring competition.
We're all not shocked by this. So,
there's been several different rumors as to why she did it. First one was that her and Punk are ready to start a family. Another one was that the road life away from her husband got a little hard, considering she gets 2 days off a week, and those 2 days Punk's down or over in Milwaukee training. Mm-hmm. So she didn't really get to see him much. So retiring from the ring gets full support to Punk with his UFC thing. Okay. And the last one I saw was that she didn't necessarily like working for a company that's supporting the doctor that's suing CM Punk for millions of dollars.
No shit.
I mean, she's left. Yeah, you go first.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay. I want to just say, we're all not shocked by she left. I mean, Punk's probably the main priority, which is not surprising and whatever. But, I mean, what else is that she had left to accomplish there? I mean, she's pretty much done everything a female performer has done there. She's been a manager, general manager. She's been champion. You know, I mean, there was really nothing more left for her to accomplish. So that was pretty much it.
Okay. Go ahead. Heavy, you want to say something?
I mean, I really think what Katie said shouldn't matter to any wrestler. It's not like, well, I've completed everything. There's nothing left for me to do, because there's always more. There's just building that Hall of Fame career. I mean, she may have, quote, had one, but there's still, like, more that she could do. But other than that, I don't think this is something that anybody should be surprised about. Mm-hmm. No matter what reason it is, it's justified. And even the fact of as much as I really don't care for her, she has been put in a very sticky situation of having, in so many words, having to probably choose sides. You know, she has the people that are paying her money and then for a job. And then there's the people, I mean, the man that she loves. And that's two different stories. It's we should have seen this coming a mile away. She's not really been around much this past year. Ever since after WrestleMania last year, she's had the Undertaker schedule pretty much. So I don't think we're going to really miss anything, but one of the biggest things that sucks for a woman wrestler, period, is you can't be like a male wrestler and just have a kid and go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to stay at home and do all this stuff because you're the one actually pregnant.
Yeah.
So, hey, best luck to her. I hope she has as many little punks as she wants.
Now she's writing a book, so I mean, she just signed with an agency, so she's working on a book. So, you know,
I feel like this decision was made. If anything, the last time it was made, it would probably have been when she took this last bracket of time off, that she probably thought of it then. She's like, all right, I can't do this anymore. Or they want to start a family. They talked about it, whatever. And she probably talked to Vince and all of them ahead of time and said, hey, look, I'm ready to start a family. And they probably said, hey, can you stick around till Mania? And plus, she's just got that big WrestleMania payoff as well. So,
and the fact that she torched the page too.
Yeah,
I guess.
And the fact that she worked all the way up until the European tour.
She didn't have to travel as much.
Yeah. All right. I've been quiet enough on this. Yes, she's probably going to go have a family. That's what newlyweds do. Okay. First of all, I mean, and Heavy's right. You can't be pregnant even a little bit and be in the ring and get tossed around like that. It just can't. It's not, it's just like Beth Phoenix. The woman has to stay home with the child. You don't really, I mean, they don't have to, but, you know, at least they have to the first couple of, you know, at least the first year. They have to be around the home. They can't be out, you know.
Yeah.
7 days a week, whatever, or 5 days a week, whatever. I do want to say one thing. I'm not shocked about this at all. Like all of you guys said already, you shouldn't be shocked about this at all. The outrage, the unjustified outrage on Twitter and Facebook and all the rest of the Instagrams and all the rest of the bullshit crap on the internet that you can get and voice your dumb little opinion on, was so over the top about this. It was insane. It was absolutely insane how they blamed every single person on the planet, including CM Punk, that she retired, except for AJ. I read tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet after Instagram fucking picture after whatever picture.
I read them too.
How it's the WWE's fault. No, it's CM Punk's fault. No, it's this person's fault. No, it's that person's fault. Nikki shouldn't be the champion. AJ should be the champion. That's why she quit. Blah, blah, blah. Didn't get paid enough. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Didn't get enough. Blah, 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 blah. Oh my fucking God. Shut the fuck up.
Here's the sycophants.
All of you are sycophants. You're absolutely 100% sycophants and just want to lick some AJ vagina. It's disgusting. Leave her alone. She wants to go and have a family. That's what newlyweds do. She wants to go support her husband doing a new career that he's about to get his ass beat. Not that he's about to lose, I'm saying, but just in general, you get your ass beat when you're in the UFC.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Agree.
You get punched in the fucking face. That's what happens. She feels like she needs to be at home supporting her family. Boom. Done. End of story. She made the choice. Nobody else did.
Yeah, I think if it was her, like if she were to quit,
yes,
it would have been a different story.
Yes.
That you said maybe, hey, she didn't like this, she didn't like that. But with WWE actually posting on it, when Punk walked away, they didn't say a fucking word. But when AJ walked away, they're announcing it on everything. So obviously it was a mutual parting of ways.
Yes.
That's their way of being nice about it. They're keeping the door open in case she should come back.
Yeah, which is why I don't understand she left now instead of after she left when she had her book. Because some of the best known ways to promote a book is to be on the WWE, especially if you're a wrestler. I'm
going to speculate that she is pregnant. She has to be. There has to be some proof that she is pregnant. Yeah. Because if you're WWE, you're just not going to let her go. I mean, you just can't say, well, I'm retiring, because Punk could have did the same thing. And WWE would said, no, you got a contract. And I'm pretty sure she still had a contract. But if it's like, hey, I'm pregnant, and her contract's going to be up between now and the time that she would come back, that's when WWE would go, you know what? Yeah, we have to.
Yeah,
you have to end this.
Well, yeah, she would have to have been pregnant that day because she'd wrestled a few days prior before.
No, you could be, you can be like a couple of weeks pregnant, Katie, and still wrestle. I mean, it's just a blood clot at that point.
If she didn't know about it, then fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she knew. If she is, we're speculating at this point. If she is pregnant, we're speculating. If she's a couple of weeks, or even like a half a month in, she's fine. Even 6 weeks in, you're fine. It's just blood. You're fine at that point. Yeah. Okay. I'm good. I don't have anything else to say.
Katie, the best. I mean, she did leave her mark in there. She was their top girl for a while. Oops. They put a lot behind her.
She was I would say she was the top girl for the last 3 years.
And I think she will be in the Hall of Fame. Just for people on Twitter, stop hashtagging AJ for Hall of Fame 2016. She's not going in that early.
Yeah.
Later.
It'll be like 2025.
I mean, Trish and Lita went in 7 or 8 years after they retired.
I have no doubt.
I don't even think Beth Phoenix is in just yet.
No. And I have no doubt that she will be in, or she will be back in the ring wrestling at some point or another.
Yeah, I think if she's having a kid and wants the limited schedule, I don't think she should go back to WWE. But at the same time, if she wants the money, I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure she'll be back to promote her book. I'm sure she will. All right, guys.
She'll just do her rounds on Jericho podcast or Stone Cold podcast or Taz
Art of Wrestling.
Is she one of those people that
Art of Wrestling. I don't care what anyone says. It's pretty funny.
No, that's fine.
I don't think she'll be talking just yet, though. Anybody, I think it's going to be a while.
When has anybody said anything bad about Art of Wrestling?
You?
Well, Punk was on it.
No.
I don't like Colt Cabana. There you go.
That's not what I said. I've never said that. I said I don't like his cadence. He does okay interviews. I don't like the way he talks. That's just me. It's just a personal opinion. I've always said that. I've tried to listen to him multiple times, but I don't know the guy. I can't say I don't like the guy. I don't know him in the ring. I don't know him out of the ring. I just don't like his voice. I mean, I just don't listen to him. That's all. Don't throw words in my mouth. I say enough on here. Don't throw words in my mouth. Here we go. Oh, I'm gonna do that. Okay, let's try that again. Yeah.
This is Double A. Hello, boys. Hello, Katie. Okay, I'm going to steal DRG's gimmick for this week, and I'm going to ask 3 questions. Question number 1.
I was hoping you'd talk fast.
I've seen now that the month of April is going to be free to new subscribers to the WWE Network. What's your guys' thoughts on this?
It's a positive. It just brings in new eyes to the product.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Brings new eyes to the product.
There's shows coming on, so it'll get more people interested.
Yeah. I really wish they had more content on there, honestly.
That's what they're working on this year. Yeah. And, you know, it just started last year, so they're still adding stuff. And the fact that Too Hot for TV premieres the last week of April.
Oh, okay. That's soon then. Good. Okay.
It's the 27th. You kind of walked away when I made that announcement. But
oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, it's the last Monday in April. So it's like, oh, here, watch this. It'll be on next week when you have to pay for the WWE Network.
All right.
Of course, I'm unhappy because I'm paying for it and I don't get to watch it for free. But on the other hand, I do understand they got to do what they got to do. I've been watching Lucha Under...
Okay, I'm so sick of this argument that everyone makes, that the fact that they're all pissed off, the fact that everyone else gets it for free, and I'm going to cancel my subscription and...
Hashtag.
Oh, fuck you. Shut the fuck up, man.
Now, when they did the November one, it was like, the way they said it was a free month of November, and it was like, oh, everybody gets a free month. And then they explained, no, it's for new subscribers only.
It's for new subscribers.
And I got it. It was, I think November was like, well, all they said was it's free.
It just doesn't.
I get it, and I'm not complaining about it. It was just one of those, they left an open-ended, hey, it's free. So, but I understand it. I agree that it's free for new people to get their eyes on it. To for next month, they're paying for it now.
Exactly. It this is my thing. I get well worth my $9.99 out of it every single month. I'm happy.
Yep.
I have complaints about Hulu. I have complaints about even Netflix. Some of the stuff that they put on or take off there really irritate me. But I get my $9.99 out of my WWE Network every single month, and there's no doubt. It's the best money I've spent on some type of broadcast at all. Absolutely.
Around, and they've been showing a pretty cool vignette regarding this girl that's trying to hunt down the killer that killed her family. I know it's kind of cheesy, but I also think it's pretty cool. What's your guys' first and or favorite vignette that you've ever seen, or one that you've liked?
Andy, you have to give us a little bit of space to answer your question, buddy.
No, he was saying that was his a cool vignette, and it was leading into his question of what's your favorite vignette?
Yeah, but
my first one I've ever seen was...
See, it's like he's already going into the next thing, and I'm just like, oh, wait, you got to give me space to
No, I think he's answering it.
Oh,
he still doesn't give you enough time because you cut him off last time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The one I've ever seen was Razor Ramon. I thought his were cool. I just remember him being like outside of a coffee shop or something, throwing his toothpick at people. Question number 3.
Okay, all right.
Hang on. Now stop it.
All right, favorite vignette, guys. Katie, favorite vignette. Put you on the spot.
Okay. I liked the first Mankind ones when he was coming in. He was just sitting in like a hole in a wall holding a rat. I thought that was really creepy. And even though she didn't stick around long enough, the Karma ones with Awesome Kong were a lot of fun when she was holding the doll and playing with the doll, pulling the head off. So those were cool. The creepy one.
All right. Biohazard.
I think I'd have to agree with the Razor Ramon gimmick. Just him playing the bad guy, throwing a toothpick, being like, this isn't what I ordered, just throwing it all over the ground. But I also like the NWO gritty stuff from WCW.
Yeah, that was good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Heavy set.
All you gotta do is believe.
He had some good vignettes, man. I like Bo's vignettes, I do. Is that your favorite, really, Heavy?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I think... Oh, man. The first thing that popped in my head was the Triple H pompous, that Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Where he was all like blue blood and around the horses.
Trying to have an English accent.
Yeah.
Hunter
yeah.
Helmsley here.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
He's from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Connecticut. They filmed him walking around Greenwich, Connecticut with the horses, and he had the braided hair and all that stuff. I really enjoyed that.
That was his WCW gimmick, too.
Yeah,
Jean Paul Levesque.
Yeah, the Levesque. What was it? The French. What did they call them? The
French aristocrat.
Yeah, but it was something else. It was something else. They called, because he was in a tag team, so it was something else. The
Blue Bloods. I think
Blue Bloods? Was it the Blue Bloods, Katie?
It
was him and Regal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked his return vignette, too, when he came back in 2002. They were building it up for weeks.
Fucking game.
Oh, the return that he came back after his quad tear? Yeah. The one with the sledgehammer stuff? Yeah, it's cool
stuff. Yeah, I liked the videos for those.
Yeah, I like that stuff too. I'm trying to think what else.
What?
The what vignettes? What?
What?
All right, let's move on. Let's see what the third question is.
I've been real impressed with Matt Stryker, and I believe he is the best move set caller in the business right now. Who do you like as the best announcer? That's my thoughts this week. Thank you for listening to this, and that's been my nickel.
Now, most of us are going to say the exact same thing, right? I mean, most of us, because we grew up in the generation, our generation, we're all close to the same age. I know Katie Heavy and I are close to the same age. Bio's a little bit younger than us, but we're all going to say pretty much the same thing, right?
Jim Ross?
Yeah. JR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we answered this question before one time, but yeah, whatever. But, it's still a good talking point.
Yeah, I mean, it's Jim Ross and the King are they only had two. They only needed two back then.
I like Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan too as a kid. They were just fun to listen to.
I do too. And I give all the respect to Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan, but that's not my generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not when I used to watch it all the time, you know, every single week or whatever. Bio?
Yeah, I would agree. I like Jim Ross's over-exaggeration about things, but he still called the stuff in the ring.
Yeah, yeah. And
my
King,
God, he's broken his head.
The King played off him so well. So they just it was just like the Gorilla Monsoon. No one really vibed with Vince like Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain. No one really vibed with Vince like JR and like he tried all these types of different color commentaries the whole way through.
I think with JR and King, it was the perfect match because they still had the arguments like we see nowadays, but they still called the stuff in the ring as well. Yeah. And if they were arguing, it was about what's going on in the ring and not about fucking the last segment on the card in the middle of the Divas match.
And he told the story too, Jim Ross. I mean, you believed what he was saying.
Yeah, and Bio, I get what you're understanding, man, but this company is so much bigger than it was back then, dude. There's so much to promote and so much going on, and you have to keep it flowing.
Like,
during
the Diva stuff, it could be like, well, she had a relationship with this guy. I know they're not going to bring it out, but you can promote Total Divas during the Divas match.
Yeah.
Well, they do. They do.
Which they do, yeah, and I get it. And it's like, you can call stuff based on the people in the ring. Like, if Seth Rollins is facing Randy Orton, you can be like, you can compare Seth Rollins in the Authority like you did Randy Orton in Evolution and stuff like that. And you can argue amongst each other about the guys in the ring. But when you're fucking TNA and Gail Kim is fighting in the ring and you're talking about Kurt Angle, it's like, fucking come on, dude.
Thanks, Andy. You got him on his tangent again. All right. I don't know about Heavy. He had to step away for a minute, so I'm not sure about what his favorite commentary is.
Speaking of Andy,
come back to him in a minute. Yeah, what about Andy?
Andy sent me an email earlier this week.
About what?
About Lucha Underground.
Okay.
Because he was like,
he doesn't understand it.
I know. He's like, no. He goes, I know Vamp hates talking about Lucha Underground and TNA and all that, so I sent you an email based so
I
we can talk about it.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm sure if you and DRG ever get together, I'm sure you guys would be great on that. It's not that I don't like to talk about it. It's not that at all. It's just the fact that
you don't watch it. So
I don't.
Like,
well, it's not even that I don't watch it. A lot of people don't watch it. It's a very small segment of our listening audience listen to watch Lucha Underground and TNA. Very small segment. Granted, the people that do are the most vocal, but we have a lot of listeners, and those people don't watch Lucha Underground and TNA. I'm sorry, that's just the facts of life. TNA has like 800,000 to 900,000 viewers each week. Lucha Underground has about 300,000.
I would like to watch everything, but there's only so much wrestling I could take in a week.
I agree. Heavy, Andy.
But people think that Lucha Underground is going to be big competition for WWE in the future. I have legitimately heard that quote, and I went, no.
They're not.
See, I don't. The whole thing.
Or
about
should say,
wrestling
companies being it. Maybe they said it'd be the number two company. Even then, I'm like, I don't know. It's not that I'm a naysayer against Lucha. It's just I want to see more time.
If they have
more time, then exactly. I can go like, all right, they've made the long haul. But right now, they're the cool thing on the block.
Yeah, when they start losing people and they start having people move to different productions and they start getting a little bit bigger, maybe then I can start talking about it. But, dude, it's not even close. Like, it's not even close. We're talking 5 million viewers each week on almost each product compared to a product that gets 300,000. And not even that, I think DRG said when he gave us the ratings a couple of weeks ago. It's really, it's so big.
I think the whole thing about wrestling, companies competing with each other, that's long gone. Nobody's going to ever compete with WWE. They are the one and only big company when it comes to professional wrestling. Now, I could see competition between the others, but I don't think it's necessary at this point. Just put on the best product you can and get people to watch your show.
That's what WWE always does.
WWE, yeah, because there's no competition for them. They're competing with themselves. They're competing with Monday Night Football. They're competing with the NBA playoffs. They're competing with baseball.
Yeah,
you know, that's what they're trying to compete with. And everybody had this notion that TNA is trying to compete with WWE. And granted, they tried and they failed. And they realized that, and that's their resetting. And I feel like if companies would stop saying, hey, we're trying to compete with this person, and fans would stop going, oh, they're going to be number two, or they're going to be competition for this. It's, I get it, you're passionate about your company that you enjoy watching. But the whole I'm done.
Okay. All right, Katie.
Some people like one thing, other people like a different thing.
Katie. Like, there's never going to be a competition between any other company in WWE. WWE is the be-all, end-all.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to watch the product, enjoy what they're seeing. You can say, hey, they're putting on the better in-ring performance, whatever, but they're not going to be able to touch WWE.
And that's also an opinion.
Yeah, and that everything's an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's no solid WWE is the better in-ring product. There's no, because it's all based on your perception of what a good wrestling match is, which I think touches on something you guys mentioned a long time ago about ratings of 5-star, 4-star, 3-star rating in matches. It's just all based on your perception of what a good match is.
Exactly.
I was going to say that's how I feel about movie reviews too, but what was the question you were originally going to ask me?
I was really going to ask you. It was a good tangent, Bio. Don't dog yourself. It was a good tangent. Who's your favorite announcer? His AA's last question was, who is your favorite announcer? Or announcing team. I think we did team, so.
I thought we did team before.
We have done it before. We've done it before.
When it comes to WWE, I was always a big fan, or just in the bigger TV in general, I was a big fan of Jerry the King Lawler and Vince McMahon.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, tell us why.
I don't know, it's just that there's part of my childhood about it, but my favorite in all is two guys who are out of Prime Wrestling, PWO. You can find them on YouTube. The company's no longer around, but the commentary team was Joe Dombrowski, who has done work for Ring of Honor and a couple other companies, and a guy by the name of Aaron Bauer, who's local. And just they had the chemistry of Bobby the Brain Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon with, like, probably without even trying. It was just they were both naturally like that.
Wow. That's pretty impressive, man, because those two, Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Brain Heenan, is awesome together. They were just great.
Agreed.
My loss heavy.
No, I was. I had to mute myself because I was opening a fucking door.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And I had to take the phone and put it in my pocket and do some stuff.
What's your best of the week, Katie?
Best of the week. You know, I agree with what you said. Raw was a decent show, and I really like that the NXT superstars that debuted last week, Lucha, Dragons, and Neville, seem like they're going up each week, and I'm excited to see how their career progresses now that they're on the main roster. So I would say those guys are my best of the week.
Cool. NXT coming up. Bao has your best of the week.
Get Charlotte up.
I had to take my breather for a minute.
I thought we were gonna see Charlotte when Paige came out and there was no AJ. I thought we were gonna see Charlotte for sure, but yeah, it was
she's teasing about the Battle Royal next week. I don't know if that's gonna happen. She needs to come up.
She keeps talking about it on Twitter and it's driving me crazy. I wish it would just happen.
Just fucking debut.
I know.
I like the Talk is Jericho or Jericho WWE Network podcast thing.
I think they did call it Talk is Jericho. I think they did.
No, it's like
Live with Chris Jericho.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so that, yeah, it is theirs. They can't call it Talk is Jericho. It is theirs. Yeah, you're right.
They're like, the fact that John Cena said he wouldn't mind going heel as long as somebody takes his spot first. Really, it sounds weird for saying that, it speaks volumes for him, but it's like he's not trying to hold anybody back. He's trying to elevate the company as he's coming up as well, and I thought that was really admirable.
Yeah, I mean, when you get to a certain point, man, it just
Hulk Hogan.
Yes, exactly. When you get to that point, there's a point where you just have to either all you do is help other people, step up and try to take over where you're going, or you just walk away. Like, you know, Katie was saying that there was nothing left for AJ to do. Absolutely, there was tons left for AJ to do. Tons left for AJ to do.
She could have done matches with Charlotte and Sasha once they came
absolutely.
Up. Absolutely. I'm saying in her head, she probably felt there was nothing left.
I'd rather AJ leave on top than her going, all right, I don't want to do this anymore. And then they, you know, look at what they did with Lita. She was a slut the last year or so she was there.
Yeah, but reality hey. copies drama.
But I actually had a second part to my best of the week, mm-hmm. which there was photos that were put online of, I'm sure they've been posted before, and they were Brock Lesnar, and one of them's from last year, right before Connor passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And it's,
that.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar with Connor. This year... At WrestleMania,
pretty much meant everybody.
Yeah, this year Brock Lesnar took a photo with Connor's little brother on the WrestleMania set.
I think I saw that picture.
And we all think Brock Lesnar's barbaric and he doesn't like people and all this other stuff, but that shows that he does have that human side that
he has his own. So
we know he doesn't like people.
Yeah,
that's why he lives in the middle of a ranch in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, he does. Like, I mean, who doesn't? The only people that don't like kids are fucking psychotics.
Yeah.
Heavy set, best of the week.
My best of the week is AJ Lee retiring from WWE.
That's it. That's all you got, Heavy.
By far, my best of the week. Because even earlier in the week, I did have the tweet that said, the only thing AJ could do that I would like would be to quit WWE.
I did, too.
Bada bing, bada boom, realest guy in the room.
How you doing?
I called it. Well, the kids are not called it, but it's just, when it happened, I was like, well, she finally did something I like.
We knew it would happen sooner or later.
I look at it like she could have stayed around. There is definitely more things to do. The Divas division with everybody in NXT and even them signing Jasmine, you know, there's a bright future there. And you can't be like the main roster, male roster back in the mid-2000s when the reason why we have John Cena where he is because everybody they tried to put around him or just put in the main, that kind of picture end up quitting, dying, or something along those lines. Batista left, Brock Lesnar left, Eddie died, Chris died. There's definitely more to that list. And it's, if you leave when now that she is, it's like you are actually hurting this division. But hey, if it's the family thing, I will forever understand because that is it's a double-edged, like I was saying earlier, it's a double-edged sword for women. You have women like Natty who's had to, she's foregoing having kids. I don't know if it's right now or forever to help her career. And then eventually I could see her saying, you know what?
I'm done.
Now is the time. Yeah. That is the one thing that does suck about the women's wrestling, because eventually if they want to have kids, they have to walk away.
Especially if they want to have kids at a decent age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause imagine if male wrestlers had to walk away the same amount of time when their wives got pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't do it.
Yeah. WWE would look a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't have Stone Cold. I mean, we wouldn't have mostly everybody. The only person we would have left is Cena.
That's what I was thinking.
He's a freak of nature, though, when it comes to him getting injured. I mean, Jericho said he was there on like a TV day when he had surgery the same day and he showed up.
He is a freak of nature.
I remember that because of a little Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, my best of the week has to be the New Day. Has to be New Day transforming into that to that original group we wanted them to be. We wanted them to debut as heels and move into the happy clappy. Hey. We're all going to be happy. What?
Hey, we clap. Or we snap.
Exactly. That's the way it is. That's what it is.
I'm looking forward to it when Ezekiel Woods or whatever the fuck his name is.
Xavier Woods.
Xavier, whatever the fuck his name is.
Xavier Woods.
The pissed off look that he had was gold.
He did have a really mad look on his face.
Like when I saw that, I was like, ooh.
I know.
Like, we've seen it with Big E. Kofi, we haven't seen it, but you know it's in him.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing that with Xavier Woods, like,
character. Yeah. Character. Love it, character. Let me see something from you, kid.
I'm going to start calling Big E Ezekiel Woods.
Big E Ezekiel.
You know they plan this out months ago where they were like, debut is this, happy team, so everybody can hate you. So we can turn you heel, so it makes sense.
Yeah, and then everybody didn't hate them.
Because they were all faces.
Then they just waited.
They turn heel and everybody's going to go,
They just waited.
WWE likes to do the swerve.
They do.
It's exactly like when Brodus Clay debuted. They when people start saying like, oh, this is what it's going to be like, oh, we're going to get the new nation, that's when they came out with that. You know, when with Brodus Clay, oh, he's going to be this, he's going to be this monster, he's going to be that. Yeah, that's when Funk came on a roll.
I still would have preferred a new nation. All right, guys, let's get out of here. You can always see us at dsjnp.com at gmail.com or send us emails at dsjnp.com at gmail.com. Visit us at www.dsjnp.com. That's the website. Guys, please rate us the button. I'm putting it in the description box. I got 6 reviews on our iTunes. I know for a fact, we had 24,000 plays last month on this feed. 24,000 plays. I had 6 reviews. Suck a dick. Click on the iTunes link and fucking review us. Follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Have a great week. Katie, where can we find you?
At Katie First Lady. I'm also on Old School at the Movies this week with Heavy Set, so check those out.
Yep. On Training Topics Network, Biohazard.
At the Biohazard King.
Heavy Set.
You can find me on the allwrestling.com week in review, Old School at the Movies, Macho Men Radio, DSJNP Wrestlecast, the Ohio
Every
Indie Report.
In the free world.
anything goes. Yeah.
All right. And if I can do this, because I did say one thing that did not get lost in translation, which is this.
You want to know what I see when I look in that ring? Honestly, a bunch of cheap, interchangeable, expendable, useless women. Women who have turned to reality television because they just weren't gifted enough to be actresses. And they just weren't talented enough to be champion. I have saved your Divas division. I've shattered glass ceilings. I've broken down doors. Why? So a bunch of ungrateful, stiff plastic mannequins can waltz on through without even as much as a thank you? You can't even go backstage and shake my hand and look me in the eye because you know that I've worked my entire life to get here. I gave my life to this, and you were just handed 15 minutes of fame. I didn't get here because I was cute, or because I came from some famous wrestling family, or because I sucked up to the right people. I got here because I'm good. I earned this championship. No matter how many red carpets you guys want to walk in your $4,000 ridiculous heels, you'll never be able to lace up my Chuck Taylors. You are all worthless excuses for women, and you'll never be able to touch me. And that is reality.
Thank you, AJ.
And talent isn't sexually transmitted.